Let's see. I better get the time. What time is it? 9:07. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee for case HI22.
Everybody, to kind of mute your side until you need to talk. I appreciate it. Kind of get some feedback.
Oh, is that what we're getting? It's just their side? Okay.
You can do that by pressing the space bar. For those of us that are on video.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you.
All right, I'll start again. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI22-001 regarding Mark Renteria. The time is now 9:08 a.m. on April 19, 2022. My name is Greg Graham, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, title, and purpose. I'm going to start with those of us here live to my immediate right with Mr. Carthel.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Okay, go ahead.
Mark Renteria, home inspector.
Okay, Mr. Renteria, thank you.
Scott Powell, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
Kurt Winter, deputy director of the AZBTR.
Okay, now let's go remotely to EAC members. Let's start with Mr. Skaggs.
Yeah, Roger Skaggs, EAC member, president of Arizona ASHI.
Okay, Mr. Baca.
Yeah, Ralph Baca, EAC committee member.
Okay, Mr. Padilla.
Edward Padilla with Up Close Inspections in Payson, Arizona, EAC committee member.
Okay, Mr. Shea.
Chip Shea, public member, EAC.
Okay, so we have four EAC committee members, and that meets a quorum. I'm going to just read a few more things off the script for everyone. A few reminders, the meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely turned off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on July 28, 2021 regarding a home inspection at 7406 West Valencia Road in Levine, Arizona on or about November 20th, 2020. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. I'll start with Mr. Skaggs, that you're prepared and you've reviewed all the material.
Yes, I'm prepared.
Okay, Mr. Baca.
Yes, I'm prepared.
Okay, Mr. Padilla.
Yes, I'm prepared.
And Mr. Shea?
This is Chip Shea. Yes, I'm prepared.
Okay, and let me take a moment just to thank all our EAC members, because your value is difficult to measure in terms of those of us board staff members and the board itself for what you do. So thanks so very much. I'm going to continue reading my script. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted typically, it's starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. I need to note that with respect to the alleger who is not here, I contacted her on March 28th of this year about the EAC meeting, at which time she informed me that it was her inclination to withdraw the complaint and would not be participating. So again, the alleger was given an opportunity to participate in this meeting. However, she chose not to do so and will not be participating today. Now, at this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to the motion, and then I'll be conducting the vote individually. Okay, I think I have Mr. I have multiple, but I'll go with Mr. Skaggs as making the motion. Do I have a second?
Edward Padilla, second.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Padilla. Unless there's discussion, let's go to an individual vote. Mr. Skaggs?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Baca?
Yes.
Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
And Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously to enter in executive session. Just give me a minute, folks. I'm dealing with recorders here. And I need the time here. The public session is ending at 9:14 a.m.